I was preparing a message. At some point, I figured that they would let me come and give to the church here, and so she wants me to cherry pick the very best part of my message in 2 minutes here. Yeah, I have 2 minutes to like change your lives. So, mindsets are things that, I mean, your mind is set in bad mindsets. Your mind is set in a bad way of thinking. And wrong mindsets, they are terrible, horrible, evil things. So, my problem was when I came to LaRue's church is that I had a mindset of poverty. I didn't know that's what it was, but that's what I had. I was born, it's something I was born into. I was a little kid, and I call it a doom slope. It's like one generation after another, after another, after another. You're just raised right into it. I was a little kid. I didn't know any better. And I just accepted it. That's the, you know, thing. One day I was about 7 or 8 and I heard it's like this big, thick door slam in the spirit. And I wasn't thinking anything much. I just, at that point, I believe that's when I accepted the mindset of poverty. And I was like 8 years old. I didn't know what it was. I didn't think it was good. But there wasn't anything I could do about it. So I just went on playing and didn't realize how much pain that was going to cause throughout my life. So I show up at LaRue's church like 27 years ago, and that was the main teaching of his church at that time. I said, this is elementary. This is a beginner's level stuff. And so he started teaching about it, and I got understanding about it. But I mean, I was WCS. I was worst case scenario in a mindset of poverty. I'm talking 30 or 40 generations. And the last 5 of them were Baptist. And they're not teaching this at the Baptist church, so you are stuck. Unless God's grace upon grace, know the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, for though he was rich, yet for Mark's sake, I personalize it. He became poor that through his poverty, Mark is made rich. That's the grace. Know the grace. But then the grace upon grace is he sent me somebody that would help me farther with that. I would have never got it. And it's horrible. I work my fingers to the bone. Literally. I gave away all my money to churches and ministries. Because I knew there was this big blessing, or this big breakthrough blessing was out there. And so those were my two best strategies on achieving this, you see. Of course, what LaRue taught me would have been pertinent a long time before that. I mean, I grew up, we were poor. I mean, we were so poor. The poor people thought we were poor. If I was 8 year old today, if I was 8 year old today in the same position, the poor people would be setting me up a GoFundMe page. That's how poor we were. One time, my dad, he got this cheap hamburger meat. And my mom and I, we looked at it. I mean, it's real rich looking hamburger. And so we fry it up, start eating it. And it tastes like sugar hamburger. It tastes like a cup of sugar per pound of hamburger mixed in with it. Wait a minute. We were eating Mr. Ed. I mean, it sort of reminds me of Sharon's barley green, you know? I mean, but see, now, there's nothing I like better than a tall glass of barley green in the morning. But see, calling it barley green does not do it justice. I like to call it midnight pasture. Nah. That does it more justice, you see. So anyway, y'all stop it. I got to get on with this here. They're about to take a mic away. So I go to the church. LaRue starts teaching about mindset of poverty. And this thing is so hard on my head that he taught the same message, confess God's word, get your faith built up in the area you're looking for, and then pray, go to war against it. He taught the same message for 2.5 months. But that was for me, though. Every time he'd preach it one Sunday, and it'd go ping, just bounce off. Wednesday night, ping, it just bounced off. I mean, people were starting to grumble. When is he ever going to preach something? I'm looking around, yeah, when's he ever going to preach something different? And he's like preaching it for me. He put the whole church on hold for me. He did. And so after 2.5 months, he preaches it and it goes ping and then it goes just a little bitty cracked in this thing. And I'm like, what do you mean I can't work my way out of it and give my way out of this? Those are my two best strategies. And so anyway, he stopped preaching about it. And I thought about it for 2 months. And just going over this over and over. And so you have in your life, I call it a misery level, but to be nice, it's a frustration level. It's down here by your ankles. There's this frustration level. And when God wants you to do something, he will cause the frustration to rise up. And see, you have up here, you have this, Anna likes this, you have this, I'm willing to do whatever it takes level. Whatever it takes to get this thing off of me. And so the frustration level will start rising and rising and rising. And when it reaches that level, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to get this off of me. Then you'll do it. You'll notice it. And I want everybody in here to think of the main problem in their life right now. The number one thing that always keeps coming back and coming up. And I'll tell you, about 8 times out of 10, it's money. But there's rejection, there's healing, fear, worry, anxiety, trauma, whatever you, the number one thing I want you to think about that right now, because what I'm going to do is give you the answer to get this thing off of you. So I said, okay, I'm going to do this. So I started out back behind my apartment. I started walking. There's this alleyway thing about 150 yards or whatever. So I just started walking. I started confessing the word for finances. And it went something like this. Mark knows the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, for though he was rich, yet for Mark's sake he became poor, that through his poverty Mark is made rich. My beloved Mark, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health. The Son of Man has risen with healing in his wings and prosperity. And I went on and on and on. Any of the prosperity scriptures, and I personalized them up. See, the Bible's God's love letter to you. So it's okay if you put your name in front of a verse like that. Okay? You don't have to say, thou knowest the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, you don't have to say it right out of the old King James. You can put, Mark knows the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, for though he was rich. And you mutter it. You have to hear it. Because hearing comes by the word of God. And in living word version, in the open Bible, I believe, it says, wash your mind in the pure water of the word. So, and then sometimes you get bogged down. Okay, I mean, it's just sometimes you get bogged down. Just pray in tongues a little bit, you know, sing a little bit, and then go right back to it. You know, it's easy to get bogged down. So I did this. At first, it's tough. You have to get it going, but you start liking it and you acquire a taste for it and it's good. And it's like you wake up and you want to do this. And so I about 45 minutes a day for 3 months, I would confess these scriptures. I got bogged down. Now I was confessing it when I was in the bathroom, in the shower, driving in Houston traffic, and then I would walk too. It averaged out probably 45 minutes a day for 3 months. And about 3 weeks into it, I get a call. And this guy called, he says, hey, I got a check for you. I said, yeah, how much? It was $1,000. I go, yeah, what's that for? He goes, you give me those people's number And I sold them a $20,000 roof. About 3 months ago, you did that. I said, all right. That's good. I mean, that's $1,000 27 years ago. That was like a week's pay. That was good. I'm like, all right. So the next day, the phone rings again. This is about 3 weeks into me doing this. The phone rings again, and it's a guy I owe some money. I'm like, oh, man, he wants his money. And so, hello, hey, what's up? And he goes, you know that money you owe me? I go, yeah. He goes, I don't ever want you to bring it up to me again. I'm like, yes, sir. Oh, it's $3,500. So, and at that point, I knew I had it. I had it. It was going to work. I knew it. And at that point, nothing was going to stop me. Don't get in my way. I've got me a stick. And there, along where I was walking, there was this Johnson grass growing through the fence. And I had this stick, and I'm walking, and I'm whooping it. Because I had some frustration of 40 years of this stuff built up in me. I'm saying God's word, but I'm saying it with some frustration, because it's a terrible, awful, evil thing. Do not underestimate it. And so I'm whooping this grass. Mark knows the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, for though he was rich, yet for Mark's sake he became poor. Through his poverty, Mark is made rich. And so I'm whooping this stuff, and I mean, I got good at it too. After about a month, I could take off half a leaf, an inch off of a stick of this weed if I wanted to. I mean, I was doing it. And Debbie, my wife, for those who don't know her, she walks out one day and sees me out here whooping this Johnson grass and walking and confessing God's word. And she goes, Father, people are going to think he's crazy. And the Holy Spirit said to her, he's orchestrating your lives. So, you know, like an orchestra conductor, the deals they do. I always thought that was so cool. And so after about 3 months, I walk out my door one morning and I say, you know, it's just automatic. It's ingrained in me at that point. And I just walk out the door. Mark knows the grace of the Lord Jesus. I'm getting something out of the truck. And about halfway into it, I heard this gigantic crack. And it sounded like a 12-inch door breaking in half. And I looked around, you know, to see if anybody else had heard this. There wasn't anybody outside. And then God downloaded into my spirit the way he wanted me to think about finances. And it went something like this. In my head and into my spirit. And it spun me around. And I'm like, what was that? And then what happened was 300,000 dollars worth of debt erased. Wow. Then we got our house and land. Took 4 years to pay it off. Now you're probably thinking, why didn't God just give it to you? You know, you did all that. Well, I'll tell you what. Most people pay 15 to 30 years to pay off their houses. I'll take 4 years all day long, every day. So, you know, it's worth like 400 now. But it doesn't matter. I'm not going to sell it. You got to have a place to live. But that's some good equity. That's good equity. And so then money started coming in. And good money come in. I'm talking $100,000 offering money. I'm talking $152,000 to the IRS money. Now, I know that's horrible, awful, evil, and terrible, but you can't look at it like that. If you got to pay $152,000 to the IRS, you got to look at it like, I'm making some good money. See the difference of that? So now I'm working on something where I'm probably going to be able to give $1 million offering in the near future. One more thing. So that is the template. That is the pattern. That will work in whatever it is you need in your life. Ask. We'll get you the scriptures. This will work on rejection, everything. Everything. It will work. This is how you can move this out of your life. I want that for y'all. I want you to get free. It feels so good. So good.